I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. America's fragile economic recovery may depend less on the decisions being made in Washington than on those being made in Berlin, Athens, and Rome. The European debt crisis has engulfed the 17 countries that use the euro, and it's already having an impact on this side of the Atlantic. So far, the steps the European governments have taken to resolve the situation have come up a little short. Rana Farohar oversees business and economic coverage for Time magazine. She says the problem is that Europe is kind of like a dysfunctional family.
Germany is the boring dad. He's been working a desk job for 12 years. You know, he's saved up a lot of money. And Greece and Italy, who are his teenage kids, have gone out and crashed the car. He now has a choice to make. They're his children. Is he going to pay for the damage, or is he going to say, you're on your own? And the Germans just have not made that fundamental choice yet. And it does come down to them, because Germany, and in particular Angela Merkel, is really the only – Germany's the only country, and Angela Merkel is the only leader that can really bring this crisis to a close by unifying Europe, by saying we're going to back the debt of the weaker countries if need be, and we're going to come together with a true political union.
So then, is Germany, at least right now, kind of, you know, if it is that tough father, is it exerting tough love by resisting giving aid to the countries like Greece?
Well, that's certainly one way to look at it, and that's the way the Germans would look at it. And you can see their point. You know, they've been very prudent. They've done a lot of hard work in the last 12 years. They've reformed their economy, their labor markets. They've become more flexible. They've saved. They've become incredibly competitive on the global stage. Their export machine can compete with China at much higher wage levels. So they've done all this hard work, and you can understand why they look to the South and think, well, why should we bail out these spendthrift countries? But here's the rub. One of the reasons that the Germans have done so well is because they've been part of the union. They've been able to export a huge amount to the other Eurozone countries, the neighboring countries. Their weaknesses in some way have been Germany's strengths, and they've benefited during the boom days of the 90s from this union, and now they're going to have to pay the price, or not. The decision still has to be made.
Well, we see Greeks, for instance, comparing the Germans today to occupiers in World War II. Is that fair?
Well, it's absolutely not fair, but I think that the sort of political nature of that language really shows you how deep these divides go, the cultural divides. And, you know, there is – I think what that touches on is this nervousness about Germany at the heart of Europe, Germany as a leader of Europe, because, you know, Europeans look at World War II, they think, well, you know, what would a powerful Germany be like? But the truth is that Germany and France together were the countries that gave birth to the European Union. It was their steel and coal union in the 1950s that started the union. Germany is the only country strong enough economically to really lead right now, and Europe desperately needs leadership.
Is there reason to believe that in 2012 there will be solutions to this crisis? I don't know if Germany or who you might say would provide them, but do you think they'll be there?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I think it is going to come down to some really good brinksmanship on the part of Angela Merkel. If she can walk this incredibly difficult line and try and bring together France and possibly the UK, although, you know, the UK looks like it's slowly but surely sort of seceding from the union, which is another story altogether. But if she can do that, if she can sort of sit everyone down the table and get some real cohesiveness and say, okay, we're going to bail you out, we're going to back your debt, we're going to create some euro bonds, but in exchange for that, you have to give up some political control and some fiscal control to the larger union, then I think that we will see solutions. But the problem is these issues go very deep for Europeans. You know, they've been a sort of a selfish union, a union that was born in boom times and was mainly economic. And now that things have gone bust, they're having problems with coming together as a real political union.
Rana Farohar, an assistant managing editor at Time magazine, overseeing business and economic coverage. Nice to have you on.
Thank you.